hugging, or with your kissing, or with you say I love you. Or with you my gal Friday and your cane, baby, and every time I'm near you knock me off of my feet. Or with your ruby lip, with your crazy hip, or with you say I love you. Well, I know what you're thinking. Don't say no. I'm gonna hold you close and turn the lights down low. I'm gonna hug you. I'm gonna kiss you. And baby, baby, say I love you. And you don't say no. I'm gonna hold you close and turn the lights down low. I'm gonna hug you. I'm gonna kiss you. And maybe, baby, say I love you. And maybe, baby, say I love you. And maybe, baby, say I love you.
Bienvenue, welcome to the Rockabilly DJ Show. Je m'appelle Bill Smoker, and this week it is new releases. We like to do these by the season. This is the first one of the summer, 2016. All of this stuff is new in the shops, or at least new to me. Got a nice big snack here, enough to do at least two shows. And hopefully by the time I get back from the rave in a couple of weeks, I'll have enough for another one. We started today with Vince Taylor's Playboys and The Terrible Twist. That's an instrumental from one of the Barclay EPs that came out in France, although I was playing that from That British Sound, Volume 15. Yes, there really are 15 of those. Come out on the Blakey record label just in the last week or two. As usual, a roundup of extremely obscure British releases. I'm British, I collect rock and roll, and most of this stuff is new to me, and that's usually the case with these albums. Blakey is fresh back from having faked his own death last year. And there's a few releases on the Blakey label, and I'll be telling you a bit more about one or two of the others later in the show. Followed Vince Taylor with Johnny Dollar and My Gal Friday. Now, I was playing you something a couple of weeks ago from an EP called Lone Star Cats Volume 2. I've now put my hands on Lone Star Cats Volume 1. This is on the Boparama record label. Very good EPs, nicely made, really nice card covers and everything. I don't think these are actually that new. I think they've been out a little while, but they've just fallen into my orbit, so I've grabbed those. Track I played for you, Johnny Dollar and My Gal Friday. And after that, very exciting news in the Smoker household, a brand new album out by Mike Bell and the Belltones. They're from Finland, that's on the Goofin record label. The album is called The Beat That Can't Be Beat, and a track I play for you is called Brick by Brick. Mike Bell is playing at the rave. It's going to be one of the highlights of the rave for me because it's the first time they've played there. They were booked to play a couple of years ago, but unfortunately missed it because of ill health. Very much looking forward to watching them blow the roof off the place on Saturday night at the rave. Right, masses to pack in here, so I'm going to keep on ploughing. Next up was a record which I thought had got lost. A while back I bought the first couple of volumes of Vinyl Wastelands. It was kind of like a Kickstarter campaign. I pre-ordered both albums and CDs and T-shirts and all sorts of things. And one of the things that was going to come in the package was a vinyl 45. And because of pressing plant problems and delays, you know what it's like trying to get a vinyl record pressed these days, the 45 didn't actually turn up with the package. So I kind of written it off. I didn't think I was ever going to get it. And lo and behold, some months after I bought this, it trickled through the door. This is on Trailer Park Records. It's a two-sided. The other side's by Bloodshot Bill, but I'm going to play this one by Max Stevens and the Ed Gein String Band. Nice title. This was co-written by Max Stevens and T. Bundy, and it's called, not surprisingly, The Vinyl Wastelands.
I'm scared and I'm cold and I'm walking all alone. I can't clear my head at all. I know my mind's gone. The bowels of hell have opened up with even harmony. And now the vinyl waste opened up to me. Streets are lined with honky-tonks and trailer parks abound. Aliens fly overhead and shoot the death rays down. I try to run, I try to hide, but all around I see those red and gleaming demon eyes that glare at my show. This is the vinyl wasteland, calling from below. Fire! I see the truckers hear the shutter, all the freaks and geeks. The spectacle, it scares me so that I can hardly speak. I see a lobster boy with claws beckoning to me. And by my throat he's dragging me down to the fiery sea. Old records long forgotten from gone and ancient days. There come the life of horror in a psychedelic. I'll let resistance go and open up my mind and ears and let the evil flow. This ain't no rock and roll show, this ain't no MTV. This is the vinyl wasteland as far as I can see. This is the vinyl wasteland as far as I can see.
We've not heard yet, solo-wise anyway, from the third singer with the Pirates, and here he is now with I Go Ape, Tom Brown.
The moon is bright above. Oh, what a night for love. And as I fold you near, I whisper in your ear. I go deep every time I see you smile.
he's a bird, a hound, a loud, a wolf, I mean a wallow. He's got a long black hair, the eyes are blue, the gnarly habit of winking at you. Experience with love, his class and style, if he ever get you, you'll know he's wild. He's a bird, a hound, a loud, a wolf, I mean a wallow. He's fought many times on the battlefield of love. He knows his way around, that's one thing he's certain of. He's the kind of guy you could easily learn to like. Beware if you ever go out with him at night. He's a bird, a hound, a lap, a whoop, I mean a wallow. Scott girls are running left and right. They want to squeeze and hug him a day and night. He's got the reputation of a real hard cat. Still everywhere he goes, he tips his hat. He's a bird, a hound, a lap, a whoop, I mean a wallow. Once you get him to take you for a friend, you'll have a love that will never, never end. He'll follow you to school and stay until three. When you come out, this is what you'll see. He's a bird, a hound, a lap, a whoop, I mean a wallow. Got girls running left and right. They want to squeeze and hug him day and night. He's got the reputation of a real hard cat. Still everywhere he goes, he tips his hat. He's a bird, a hound, a lap, a whoop, I mean a wallow.
You, my happy band of brothers and sisters, are lucky enough to be listening to the Rockabilly DJ Show. This is a podcast for rockabillydj.com. The show is also picked up by RadioBilly.com and Rockabilly Radio. You can find the podcast on Mixcloud. If you go to Mixcloud/Bill Smoker, you'll find it. It's on iTunes, but the best place to swing by is RockabillyDJ.com. This week we are playing all new releases. There's been a lot of very good stuff coming out recently in the form of reissues, previously unissued stuff, and, of course, modern bands. We started there with Max Stevens and the Vinyl Wasteland. That's a 45, which you can only really get as a package with the Vinyl Wasteland albums. Follow that with Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. This is a very, very exciting release. New album out on Blakey Records. When I say album, it's a 12-inch album. The 12-inch album comes with a bonus CD with additional tracks on it. There is a 45 as well, although that's not on the 45. The track I play for you is I Go Ape, obviously a Neil Sedaka record. It comes from a 1961 BBC session. The vocalist on that is not, in fact, Johnny Kidd, it's Tom Brown. But a very fine version of I Go Ape, the Neil Sedaka track. More on that album later. It's a very exciting release. The stuff hasn't been easily available before. But I followed that with Johnny Fallon and Wild Dog. That's another one from Lone Star Cats. That's from Volume 2. Previously unissued stuff from the Jack Rhodes stable. There was a glut of Jack Rhodes material, previously unissued tapes and acetates and various sort of promotional materials, which hit eBay about 2 or 3 years ago, presumably came from the Jack Rhodes estate. Various collectors snatched them up, and the guys at Boparama managed to land a few of those, and they put them together on those two EPs. Right, next we have a record which is not on general sale. You may remember that very sadly we lost Keith Turner towards the end of last year. Keith was lead singer with the Fretones, also recorded as a solo artist with Rolling Records. He's been very sorely missed. Just in the last couple of weeks there was a sort of charity tribute show to him, raising funds for cancer charities in Keith's name and paying tribute to the man himself. Now, I didn't manage to get to that. It was all the way up in Edinburgh, but quite a few of the gang from London travelled up. Rolling Records put together a special release for it, a very, very limited edition on coloured vinyl of a couple of Keith's tunes. One is Keith Turner solo, but the one I'm going to play for you here is the Fretones. This is from the Fretones' final album, when Keith did know that his number was up. I've played this on the show before, but I just wanted to run it past your ears again. Now, if you want to buy this, there are some copies which didn't get sold at the tribute show, but you'll need to buy them off eBay. And the reason for that is all the funds are going to Keith's charity, none of them going to the record company at all. So you can't order them from Rolling Records, you would need to order them from eBay. But here are the Fretones on a coloured vinyl, and Life Goes On.
You may seem you hit me once, you hit me twice. You've gone, you've hit me again. I'm not ready to leave this world. I will rise to every fall.
Say is the home where the beer was born. And that is paradise, a spark and ball. If you're cool, not just for the wild, you better turn out the digging style. Believe me, buddy, I'm no brown. Rainbow shadow is too long. Keep the spell in your veins and sure you'll come back again. Enjoy the party in the streets. Eat some meals, good and cheap. Men at night, hear the floor. This is time for the big brother storm. This is time for the big rubber storm. This is time for the big rubber storm.
Marcos Senderubias and Big Rumble Stomp. That's from a brand new 6-track, 45 RPM, 10-inch EP on Carmella Records. Marcos is a big favourite of the show. We've played him on here very often. Malcolm Chapman very kindly dropped that off to me. Picked it up when he was out in Spain. The EP is fantastic. All 6 tracks are wonderful. You'll be hearing more from that later in the show and in subsequent ones. Before Marcos, we had Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. That's from this new Johnny Kidd and the Pirates at the BBC album, which is out on Blakey Records. It's on the vinyl album. It's on the bonus CD, which comes with the vinyl album. And in fact, there is a 45, which is what I was playing last time. That's A Shot of Rhythm and Blues, which is a well-known track, but maybe not in that version, which comes from Pop Goes the Beatles BBC radio show. The band appeared on there as guests. It's, you know, Paul McCartney and the Beatles were big fans of Johnny Kidd. That's where that comes from. Now, this material that is on the album, on the bonus CD, some of this has been out before, but it's not available on vinyl, or at least if you can get any of this, it's in pretty terrible sound condition. It was released as a very obscure CD release in Japan. Virtually nobody got their hands on that, so it's very nice that it's now more readily available via vinyl from Blakey Records. Anyway, before Johnny Kidd, we had that charity 45, Life Goes On by the Fretones, featuring the vocals of the late Keith Turner. If you need to buy that, you'll need to look for it online on eBay, and every penny of the sale of that covered 45, and they're very limited quantity, it will be going to cancer charity. Right, I got an email from my mate Daryl Hyam the other day. He's planning on putting out an EP, and he sent me some of the tracks which he's thinking of putting on the EP. Now, I'm not entirely sure if he's going to let me play this or not, so you'll hear a little bit of talking on this, because I don't want anyone ripping this off and sending it on. But with luck, if all goes according to plan, this will be on a forthcoming EP from Daryl Hyam. This is Daryl Hyam and Bop Machine.
Until my ears bounce steam, strap me in the bop machine. gotta strike me in the bop machine. I want to strike me in the bop machine. Oh, strike me in the bop machine. Bop, bop, bop. Let me strike me in the bop machine.
Thank you.
to remind you that you are listening to the Rockabilly DJ Show on rockabillydj.com, a podcast which goes out weekly, more or less. Also available on Mixcloud. If you search for Rockabilly DJ there, you'll find it. You can subscribe via iTunes, and it is also rebroadcast on a couple of radio stations, including Radio Billy and Rockabilly Radio. Right, well, after Daryl Higham and Bop Machine, it's not out, you can't buy that, it's hopefully going to come out on an EP fairly soon. After Daryl, we had The Fabuliers and I Go Walking. Don't know a lot about that. It's a repro on the Chase record label. I got that from Hepstylo. Bought a few things from Hepstylo recently. More of that coming up later in the show. Don't know who else is carrying it. I mean, it's a repro. It'll probably be in the usual places. But if you do struggle, Hepstylo is on eBay and you can pick it up from there. The Fabuliers and I Go Walking. And then after that, we had Danny McVeigh and Hello Heartache. Danny is a pal from way back. He's doing pretty well with the singing career. He's been doing a few gigs here and there, which have been going over a storm. I know he did a show in Soho a few weeks ago, which unfortunately I missed, but it went over a storm. So expect him to crop up at a weekend or somewhere near you. I think that's his third release. He's had something on Oha and something out on Rolling before, but that's on 45. It's a split 45 between him and Tony D'Angelo. I won't have time to play Tony's today, but that was Danny McVeigh and Hello Heartache. It's on Rolling Records. It's out now if you want to buy it. And I heartily recommend that you do. Now, here's some good news. Here's a new 45 from Big Sandy and the Flyright Boys. Yes, everyone likes a new 45 by Big Sandy. It's on a label called Ruby. Now, Ruby's new to me. I think it's a new label. Not sure where it's based, but these original songs written by Robert himself. So here is Big Sandy and the Flyright Boys. Brand new 45 out on Ruby. This is called Fine, Fine, Super Fine.
Kisses in my buddy's Cupid Bill. Now I hear them married with my kids in Tennessee. But now I find that one who really loves me. Well, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Oh yeah, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Let me tell you, I got a little lucky. I can't believe she's mine. She's fine, fine, super fine. I used to date a doctor, used to date a nurse. I dated a mortician, tried to put me in the hearse. Lost a lot of lovelies who were out of their tree. But now I find that one who really loves me. She's a fine, fine, super fine. Oh yeah, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Let me tell you, I got a little lucky. I can't believe she's mine. She's a fine, fine, super fine. I lost in love to Lisa. I struck out with Suzanne. Broke my bridge, got no women through me. Always been in lucky with girls from A to Z. But now I find the one who really loves me. She's a fine, fine, super fine. Oh yeah, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Let me tell you, I got a little lucky. I can't believe she's mine. She's a fine, fine, super fine.
Alone in my room, I remember where you've been. Here comes that lonely, lonely feeling again. I gotta get rid of this lonely feeling. Oh, that'll make me feel the way I do when the day is done. Someday you're gonna know what it means to be lonesome. You're gonna want me back when I'm out of having fun. Here comes that feeling again, and it ain't right. That lonely feeling that came to me last night. It hurts to see you in the arms of my friend. Here comes that lonely, lonely feeling again, yeah. Don't you know now, baby, here comes that feeling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you make me lose my mind.
Every time that
Mike Bell and the Belltones, and Every Time. Brand new album, out right now on Goofin Records. You can pick it up at the rate from the band themselves, or the usual places, or if you struggle, go to goofinrecords.com and they will ship it to you from Finland. I love Mike Bell. You're going to be hearing every single track from that CD, and you'll probably hear most of them twice, because they're just consistently fantastic. If you see any record by Mike Bell, it is worth buying. They're all good. Right, before that, you may recognise that as a Brenda Lee song, Here Comes That Feeling. That is the original demo version by the person who wrote it, and that's Dorsey Burnett. Now, I have played that on the show before. I had one of those Scratch 45s. You know, people have one-offs made, which was given to me by a pal. That is now freely available as a repro. Well, it's kind of a repro, but it's not been issued before on vinyl. It's on a mock-up of the Gold Star record label, Dorsey Burnett, and Here Comes That Feeling. And before that, we had Big Sandy and the Flyrat Boys and a brand new record out just in time for you to pick it up at the Weekenders and the summer festivals. That's a track called Fine, Fine, Super Fine. It's on Ruby Records. Nice to have lots of 45s today. I like playing vinyl releases. CDs seem to be in a bit of abeyance. I mean, I hear from record dealers that they sell vinyl, and, you know, people don't want a physical format. They're still buying downloads. But CDs, people aren't really that into buying these days. Here's another 45. Now, I don't think this is that new. I think this came out a year, maybe even a year and a half ago. I left it behind because I thought, I've got those tracks a million times, I don't need to get them again. But it's a kind of repro fake-up of Eddie Cochran on Crest Records. Now, yes, I do have I'm Ready quite a few times. I've got Teenage Cutie on quite a few things. But this version of Teenage Cutie is an alternate take. And an alternate take of an Eddie Cochran record is worth hearing. So, here is Mr. Edward Cochran and an alternate take of Teenage Cutie.
Cutie, don't say maybe, just gotta kiss me good night. A teenage baby, don't refuse me, you just gotta hug me tonight. You gotta take my chin, run your fingers through my hair, you gotta sit real close and whisper in my ear, you gotta cuddle up, hold me tight, you gotta kiss me hard, kiss me right, you gotta say you care, you'll be my girl, oh, baby, I wanna be more than a pal, so teenage cutie, say you love me, oh, please don't tease me, and we'll rock and roll the rest of the night. Fingers through my hair, you gotta sit real close and whisper in my ear, you gotta cuddle up and hold me tight, you gotta kiss me hard and kiss me right, you gotta say you care, you'll be my girl, oh baby, I wanna be more than a pal, so teenage cutie, say you love me, please don't tease me, and we'll rock and roll the rest of the night.
Tears are like a river. We us down the aisle. The movie nights if we had just another chance to change our destiny, and not have to pretend. Raising your head will tell us that we have lost it forever, and all in our dreams we will be together.
So you found yourself a rich old sugar daddy with a big long Cadillac all trimmed in gold. But don't forget that this may be a long cold winter, but it's your wagon, so baby, let it roll. It's your wagon, so baby, let it roll. All that money should grow cold. Don't come calling back to me expecting things that used to be. It's your wagon, so baby, let it roll. Two loving arms was all I ever had to offer. Still I thought that you were mine to have and hold. But if you think you'll have more fun with gold and silver, well, it's your wagon, so baby, let it roll. It's your wagon, so baby, let it roll. If someday all that money should grow cold, now don't you come crawling back to me expecting things that used to be. It's your wagon, so baby, let it roll.
Glenn Douglas, and a track which was new to me. That was Let It Roll, previously unissued rockabilly version. It says here there's a version on the other side which is a little bit more hick, which I think has been out back in the day. And that was Glenn Douglas and Let It Roll. It's on V-Tone Records, that's V-E-E Tone Records, which I think is an American imprint. On really vivid orange vinyl. It's an interesting looking colour, that. It's the same colour as the jacket of somebody who's working on the highway. But, yeah, Glenn Douglas, Let It Roll. Before that, another track from this 6-track EP by Marcos Sendarubias. It's a 10-inch, 45rpm EP on Carmella Records. The EP is called The Wildest, and the track I play for you featured guest vocalist Gwen. I don't know Gwen who, but Gwen, apparently, singing with Marcos, and Rice in Your Hair. And before that, we had Eddie Cochran and an alternate take of Teenage Cutie, which is not quite that new. I think it's been out a little while, but I've only just picked it up. And that, mein Lieblings, is that. We are out of time. Thank you. Thank you so very much for picking up this podcast and running it through your ears. Please swing by the website next week or Mixcloud and pick up another episode, because hopefully I'll have another new releases episode ready for you. Lots of flip sides to these, lots of other tracks on the albums that you need to hear. If you're listening to this on the radio, Rockabilly Radio or Radio Billy, please stay tuned, because the lineup of DJs is fantastic and getting ever more marvellous. And until next time, I shall leave you with another track from That British Sound Volume 15, the latest volume released on Blakey Records. Very obscure British rockers. This is A Little Frankie. Originally came out on the Columbia record label, and a rather groovy little tune called I'm Not Gonna Do It. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Until then, au revoir.